All right, here we go. Grey Cup weekend is about to start. Festivities are happening in Winnipeg. It is going to be a great day. The Evan Bray Show is coming up at 8:36 this morning. Are you ready?
I am ready. I am pumped. I actually know so many people who are traveling either today or tomorrow to Winnipeg. I've got friends that are going to Winnipeg that don't have tickets to the game.
What?
They're going to Winnipeg just to be part of the celebrations. They want to go to Ryderville. They basically want to be there when the game happens. But, you know, everybody has their own journey.
Well, you know what? We're going to be talking with a fellow in just a couple of minutes who's trying to sell his Grey Cup tickets so they might be able to
score.
There
you go. There
you
go.
Get there. Yeah, because, of course, he's a Bomber fan. He's not cheering for the Riders.
Yes.
It's going to be a great game, though. It looks like this is interesting. That, you know, we've been doing green and white prognostications for many, many years. This is going to be the first time in a long time that you're going to be doing prognostications for the Grey Cup.
For the Grey Cup, I know. 12 years since, well, it was 2013, obviously, when we were doing that last. John Gormley would have done it then. But, yeah, it's pretty exciting. We got that coming up today at noon. But you can feel the excitement. I was actually just chatting in the coffee room about 10 minutes ago with one of our coworkers who said, you know what? Kind of like what we saw with the Jays. He said, I don't actually follow very closely the CFL during the regular season, but he was decked out in Rider gear and he's all in for the, you know, this is a big weekend.
Got 30 seconds. Have you got a good Grey Cup story for us?
Well, the only one that I have been to was the 1995 Grey Cup, which of course the Riders weren't in. But 2013, I was working as a police officer in Regina when the Riders won the Grey Cup here, and I will never forget after the game, of course, people spill out onto the streets, and being out there as a police officer, we had zero problems. Everyone was in such a good mood.
Wow.
Everyone was high-fiving. People were taking selfies. The atmosphere was incredible, and I'm excited to replicate that coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, I hope that's going to be the case here coming and in Saskatoon as well. It's all happening. Lots of Grey Cup talk on the Evan Bray Show coming up at 8:36 this morning. Evan, have a great show. Have a great weekend. And go Riders.
Yeah, go Riders. Thanks, Shaq.